ground your choices, your actions in that eternal, infallible example of Jesus himself when he walked this earth, and then continues to give us through the teachings of the church. Don't doubt, don't give into that temptation of the devil to kind of water things down, because ultimately it's that fullness of the truth that will help even those who are promoting abortion, even those promoting, you know, changes in marriage and gender dysphoria. Like, they need the truth ultimately. I think we need to recognize many, if not most of them, think they have the truth and they want the truth. Their hearts are designed for the truth. So we've got to give it to them and be willing to persevere any persecution that comes our way. It's the best chance they have of coming to find that truth. If we're willing to bear that persecution, even better. Because it proves to them, like, wow, these guys are serious. They're not just being grumpy Catholics. No, they actually will die for what they believe in. And that, like I said, more than anything, will help others see that truth. A truth that's much greater than just the golden rule. It's our Lord himself. The Word of God came down and gave us that example. We want everyone to find that. So be ready, just like St. Paul said, to bear any persecution, and fully living that truth. And we will find, sooner or later, the Lord will bring us to heaven, and we will have brought many along with us because of our willingness to persevere through any persecution.